I went to the Firecracker 400 at the Daytona Speedway one year. All the people and all the cars all jammed together for a day of racing. There were so many people. Great day in the morning. Part of that race event was something called qualifying, which is where each race team puts their car on the track and makes the fastest lap possible, with the race officials measuring the time it takes to go around the track in one complete lap. Qualifying places the drivers from fastest to slowest in the starting lineup. Of course, the faster, the better. Being at the front is better than being at the back. How many of us are qualifying amongst our brethren in hopes of a better position as it relates to those around us? God never, ever asked us to qualify for His love or grace. It is not if we do such and such He will love us, nor is it when we do such and such He will love us more and extend us grace. Many believers have strayed a pretty good ways away from the basic gospel message that Jesus loves us, period. And we need understanding that we don't have to qualify. We were born and breathe, therefore we are qualified for the love of God. Without understanding, we are just part of the blind multitudes whose minds still wear the veil of not understanding, and not until we meet Jesus is that veil pulled away for a huge aha moment. I'll say it again. We don't have to qualify for God's love or favor. Jesus qualified us all at Calvary when He was crucified for our redemption and was raised from the dead that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Let us understand and grasp this fully. We don't have to qualify for God's love. He does love you and is relentless in His pursuit of you, whether you hold your mouth right, say the right things, or make good decisions. It's not God loves you when, or God loves you if. It is simply, God loves you. Got understanding?